Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Time for Daily Editorial. It is Tuesday. What the heck's the date? October 4th. A number of things going on that are interesting. The North Koreans shooting missiles in the direction of Japan when Kamala Harris was there is a story that we're going to be talking about. But I got a little story I want to talk about that one of our listeners sent me some information on. And that is the Barbara Rush Hospital in Maine has a gender clinic, and they are now getting very, very active in the gender clinic. If a little boy, for example, under the age of, a very young child wants to be a girl, they'll work with him. What do you think about that, Jimmy? I think it's terrible.
Yeah, I think it's terrible. I think that there is, Matt Walsh, who works for the Daily Wire, has published some very interesting articles and shown videos from various hospitals around the country that have been offering to do this type of surgery for kids. But one of the videos is actually from Vanderbilt University, and they're talking about the reason why they're doing it is because of the money. And at the same time, they're telling anybody that has any problems with it, they better leave the hospital if they have a problem with it. It's pretty damning information. It's pretty destructive. And you're right, Al. I mean, I can't even imagine that we've got a medical system now. Well, I guess I can. You know, Larry's out there. He's got a great point that it's so corrupted right now.
Yeah.
That it's really, really destroying young children's lives.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% with Larry on that one. I agree with Larry 100% on a lot of things that he's saying, but he seems to not think that I do. Anyway, regardless, let's get to a major topic, and that is Kamala Harris and Japan and the actions of North Korea talking about that. You want to comment?
Yeah, of course. You know, we've got such credibility in the world now that Biden is back. You know, America's back, right? This is total sarcasm.
Right, I know.
So the North Koreans have, since Kamala Harris went to South Korea and went to the DMZ,
and the
end of last week actually publicly said that we have a close relationship with the with the Republic of North Korea. She made a huge faux pas there. But Kim Jong-un, the North Koreans have fired numerous, apparently six or seven missiles out into the sea, and some long-range missiles apparently over Japanese territory, forcing the Japanese to put out an emergency alert.
Yeah.
And basically having people take shelter because of the potential of a missile collapsing onto their territory.
Yeah, I read that this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically provocating, attempting to look, there's no credibility left with the Biden administration around the globe. You know, that's the people that are still somehow supporting it are doing it, just because they have to, because America will endure and maintain a level of responsibility in the world that they have to kowtow to a certain extent to the United States. But each day, the administration, the regime, has made such big blunders from Afghanistan and leaving allies behind. And from what we did in our interview, talking about how they actually started siding with the Taliban and not the Afghan government that we supported 20 years, those types of issues to this debacle, absolutely ridiculous debacle in Ukraine, where now there's serious discussions about nuclear weapons exchanges and NATO involvement if the Russians use a tactical nuclear weapon on Ukrainian soil. To, it's just things are falling apart across the board, and most of it's because of the Biden regime, their embarrassment, where they try to shut the Saudi government out and then come begging for fuel.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to see, and this is a big impact, Al, with all this disastrous foreign policy. You're going to see OPEC meet tomorrow in Vienna. And when they meet, everybody is speculating at this point that they're going to cut production, possibly a million barrels a day, equal to the amount of oil that we're pumping out of our strategic reserve. And this is going to cause prices to go up at a terrible time for the Biden regime. They're already starting to climb up a little bit.
I noticed that yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy. You know, we're out here in South Carolina, and this morning I got to the airport. We did a red eye coming back from the funerals. I paid, $3.23, I think, or something like that, for gas coming back from the airport. But in California, before I got on the plane for the rental car, I had to pay $6.50 a gallon for gas.
Yeah.
How do you have that much of a disparity unless you just have, you know, complete corruption and pushing these green agendas? And really, really undermining the future economic power of the United States.
Well, I got to tell you, my humble opinion is I really don't understand why the Democrats are doing that, because I think it's going to cost them precious votes here in November. We're getting closer and closer to that election, Jim.
Yeah, and you're seeing across the board a change in polling where, you know, a few weeks ago they were very excited that the Democrats might keep the Senate and, of course, keep the House.
Yeah.
In a number of Democrat governor races, they were confident about, and those numbers are absolutely just plummeting for them.
Yeah,
that's in the polling, and I really don't think the polling even represents the amount of frustration for this administration.
No, it's pretty interesting what's going on, and the election. I've said this before, I hate to repeat myself, but the election coming up in early November is really going to tell an interesting tale. What else is going on, Jimmy? I know you've been on a red eye for the last fair amount of hours. What else is going on that you want to discuss?
You know, I think what's happening right now with the Department of Justice, and I just cannot harp on this enough, they've actually admitted that they seized documents that were privileged documents with lawyers from the Trump raid in Mar-a-Lago. They are attacking people with law enforcement over the most minute with the FBI SWAT team raids for misdemeanor trespassing and for this incident that happened in Pennsylvania with the Christian pastor protecting his son.
Yeah.
There's so many things that just show the Democratic leadership right now, they're controlling America, attempting to use whatever power necessary while simultaneously putting out books, putting out information left and right, talking about how the Republicans are trying to take away democracy. And I just, the fact that people are buying this, I think it's, they're just so disconnected from reality. But the other piece of it is, I don't think that many people can, and there's got to be some pushback to it.
Oh, there's got to be. Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Pennsylvania with a Christian pastor, Jim. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about it last week. This Christian pastor comes in and, every week drives in. He's got seven children. He drives down and stands and tries to give advice to people going into an abortion clinic. And this law that basically the Democrats passed to protect escorts, quote, escorts at abortion clinics actually allows these people to be very, very aggressive and anti, pro-lifers. You know,
right.
They can target pro-lifers. So basically this person was yelling at a 12-year-old child, the son of this pastor.
Right.
And the father, after numerous times of this happening, finally intervened and pushed the guy. He fell down and then claimed.
Of course he did.
And he claimed that he was injured. There was no medical report. The police did take a look at it and they said there was no charges. And then he filed a civil case and it was thrown out by the judge.
Yeah.
So basically there was no evidence for it. However, the FBI picked it up and is now attempting to prosecute it in a very powerful tool to or using the very powerful tool of the Department of Justice in order to make a point and basically target conservatives. And this is in line with the Biden regime's policies and the Democratic Party's efforts to paint conservatives as somehow dangerous to the Republic.
Yeah, and of course they are.
It's very consistent, and they're trying to set the stage, and this was their goal. This was their game plan going into 2022 November midterms, was to use the January 6th, use the insurgency, use MAGA Republicans in the Trump campaign in order to paint this picture to their constituents that the world is going to collapse, and using the media to say that the Republicans are dangerous to our democracy and our country.
Right. And, well, I mean, you got to admit, that's that's a very effective line for them to take, even though it's completely untrue. It's very effective.
Well, it is definitely motivating some people, you know, on the left, and you're seeing this just continuation. I was in the airport, and there's a book out about, you know, basically saying the same thing, that the the GOP is a threat to democracy.
Right.
That to us, to the people that absolutely are emotionally driven and have no cannot place logic in front of their emotions, this works. But I think I think a lot of independent voters and more conservatives, you know, the 75 million that voted for Trump, if it was only 75 million in 2020, they're not disappearing.
No.
They're being quiet. Some of them are being quiet. Some of them are being louder. But you're gaining more, and you're gaining a lot more of independence.
Yeah.
And the Democratic Party is really going to face, you know, if in fact there's some, you know, some truth and some integrity in this system, they're going to face some backlash. And if there is no truth and faith in this system, when I'm talking about the system, I'm talking about the elections in November.
Right, right.
If there's not, you're going to see a very strong pushback, because there's so much evidence from 2020 now that things needed to be questioned, things needed to be looked at.
Right.
And, you know, you just, I know
there's no question about that. Jimmy, again, I know you're very tired. We've got a responsible, I would have to say, a very responsible time going here. About 12 and a half minutes on this editorial. We can cut any time you want. Anything else you want to talk about?
Not much else. As I suspected, and as we've discussed, the media and the Democrats are trying to turn this Hurricane Ian in Florida to drawn DeSantis's Katrina, the way that they manipulated it, turned it against George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And really kept a narrative there that was false, inaccurate, in spite of the failures on this administration. They're attempting to paint him as a failure, and I don't think it can work too well, because he's actually done a pretty fine job.
Well, I know that it was on Fox News last night when Kamala Harris was saying that the amount of help that residents of Florida, the specific amount of help that residents of Florida ought to get, should be dependent on the equity they have in their homes. I'm not sure where that comes from.
Well, and the DeSantis team, Christina Bashaw, his communications person, immediately came back and said, "This is a lie." And of course, the FEMA director in the region had to come out and say, "No, that's not our policy.
We're helping
everybody that needs it."
Yeah.
But this is how just insane the Democrats have become.
Right.
And you know what? Apparently, Nancy Pelosi made a huge faux pas. I haven't seen much of it yet. I just heard it on the radio. I was driving in this morning and suggested that all the immigrants, illegal immigrants, ought to head to Florida so they could help pick fruit and vegetables for this. For this weather. And how just not only racist, but just telling is a statement like that.
Yeah. Pretty ridiculous, my man. Okay, you guys, that's it for today. Jim and I will be back tomorrow. Any real serious breaking news coming out this afternoon, Jimmy and I will be back. Thanks, Jim.
Talk to you later, Al.
To find out more about today's guests visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.